Good evening, everyone. Maybe some of you are on a long drive after watching the most recent Game of Thrones episode.
It's still going.
Oh, it's still going. Is it an hour and a half?
It's like 78 minutes.
Okay, so our programming really is interrupted, has been interrupted for the past couple of weeks since Game of Thrones came back. I mean, our listeners have dropped tenfold. Not even my own family is listening anymore. It's very sad. Here at Studio Break Time, but we're still having fun. We're still gonna play music for you. It's my birthday. That was the song Maybe by the artist Soak off of their newest record called Grimtown, and I've got some other new ones for you, just stuff that I've been listening to recently. And Drew and I are graduating in exactly 2 weeks.
Crazy.
Which is so crazy. I don't know, maybe, well, this won't be our last show. We'll do a show potentially next Sunday. But maybe we'll go over some of our favorite memories that we have together in the studio. Maybe that'll be fun. Okay, more music.
Mm-hmm. don't I do it for you? Why won't you do it for me? When all I do is for you. They wanna see us alone. They wanna see us apart. They wanna see us alone. They wanna see us apart. And I just want to feel your love. And I don't want to have to share our love. I try.
You
That was a new one from Marika Hackman called I'm Not Where You Are, and another pretty recently released single by Babe Heaven called Seabird, and before that, FK Twigs with her new song Cellophane, which also has a beautiful music video going along with it, so I highly recommend you check that out and look that up. Potentially we have some more listeners tuning in now that the 75 minutes are over. Just over. I guess people are still reeling from the episode. Someone had a really good idea earlier today to, like, watch it live, like, in headphones, and then just do, like, audio reactions to it, which could be funny. Drew, do you watch Game of Thrones?
I do watch Game of Thrones.
Okay, Drew watches it, but it could be funny if we figured out a way to stream it next weekend, because I've never seen a full episode. So I would be probably pretty funny.
I'm down, but I think there would be a lot of downtime. A lot of...
Well, we could maybe... I mean, it is free form.
Scream a reactions out.
It's free form radio, so some airwaves and semi-silence and, like, chairs squeaking kind of fits into that.
Perfect. We'll just come in with, like, a whole bevy of sound effects.
Yeah, it'll be perfect. I mean, maybe we could, like, throw on some background music while we're reacting.
Yeah.
So when it gets, like, really boring, we can turn the music up.
I'm down for that.
That could be fun.
And then you just hear one of us scream, "No fucking way!"
Except we can't curse.
Shit.
Drew! And I'll just sit here continuously asking Drew what the F
is
going
on. Like,
on. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I know the names of people, but yeah.
So I always have a really hard time remembering the names of people in shows. Like, by now I have most people down in Game of Thrones, but, like, I don't know what it is. I'll watch a show for, like, 3 seasons and remember, like, none of the names. But in person, I'm really good with names.
Actually, I kind of feel that about shows that, like, you know how recently Netflix has, and Hulu, actually, all the streaming services will release, like, a full season at once, and we binge watch it in 48 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
I found that, like, with a lot of those, I don't remember any of the characters' names.
Right.
Like, I've watched...
I feel like there's no, like, in your mind, sure it's going on, but you never spend any time thinking about it.
Totally.
Like, the plot development just all happens at once, so you're never thinking, like, oh, I wonder, like, if this person's gonna do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Like, there was this show on Netflix called... Oh, God. I don't even remember the name of the show. Oh, Sex Education.
Okay.
And it was a very cute little, like, British teen comedy, and I could not tell you the names of a single character. So there you have it, folks. Gonna keep playing music. Have a new one from Banks.
Cause I've been dripping for your love. You can call me there.
Shutters and laying down by my side, and the light. slip away. I let it go and feel alright. Another level overnight. Can't fit this feeling, dust off my side. Another reason to try. You got me thinking I'm close. Can't be the only words that you told me. Making me feel like I'm. Say it, daddy. Don't talk about it.
Exactly. Your pain is the amount cleaning you out. Am I satisfactory? Today I'm thinking about the things that are deadly. The way I'm drinking you down, like I wanna drown, like I wanna end me. Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun. Bury a friend, I wanna end me. That you expected me to make you my art and make you a star and get you connected. I'll meet you in the park, I'll be calm and collected. But we knew right from the start that you'd fall apart, cause I'm too expensive. Your talk would be something that shouldn't be said out loud. Honestly, I thought that I would be dead by now. Calling security, keeping my head held down. Bury the hatchet or bury your friend right now. I oh gotta sell my soul, cause I can't say no, no, I
and say no. Then my limbs are frozen, my eyes won't close, and I can't say no. I can't say no.
Careful.
Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun. Bury a friend. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Hello, hello. We have a PSA for you. Luckily, it doesn't involve me singing.
A few facts about texting and driving. Fact number one, a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact number two, using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays the driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08. Fact number three, distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Fact number four.
Wait, no, this isn't a fact.
This has been a public safety message from StopTextsStopRex.org and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Maybe that was fact number four.
It is a fact.
Yeah, that it is. Yeah, another fun fact is that humans don't actually multitask.
Is it just like switching back and forth?
Really quickly and like fast enough that you have overlap to remember the last thing that you were doing, so it sort of feels like you're doing two things at once, but I don't actually know how they tested that. I haven't read the studies, but yeah, that's what they decided.
Like, you can definitely do, like, not this, but, like, you could do something sort of mindless and just kind of go on autopilot while you're doing it and then focus on something else.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, the way that my neuroscience professor was describing it is, like, if you're listening to, like, the news in the car and driving or music in the car and driving, and then suddenly someone runs out into the middle of the street and you have to, like, stomp on the brake to stop, at that point, all of your attention is switched from
driving
and music to that. And even if you're just driving and listening to music, yeah, I guess maybe there's an extent to which like muscle memory and like you were saying, like being on autopilot, like does that. Yeah, like this also reminds me of how there's different like levels of dissociation. So like most people dissociate, like not intensely, but like you won't remember the walk back from the gym to your house because you do it all the time, and
right.
It would be so energy usurping to remember and focus on every single, you know, moment that happened.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of goes back to what you were saying about how like your mind basically starts to block out the more mundane things because it would be too much stimulus.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you're high, you kind of like lose that. Like, I don't know what the right word for it is. Like, you stop blocking it out, and like, you just get so much noise that you become sort of like overstimulated.
Yeah, totally. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, because we have like different receptors in our body for weed, so like things that don't get used all that frequently, or at least for some people, all that frequently, like, suddenly are releasing chemicals and like receiving chemicals, and that's crazy.
Right.
Yeah, you like denormalize from everything.
Right, right, right. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. All right, that's been our science chat. More music from Drew.
But you never go away.
So I guess I gotta stay now. Oh, I hope someday
traffic in the sky, and it doesn't seem to be getting much better. There's kids playing games on the pavement, drawing waves on the pavement, mm-hmm. Shadows of the planes on the pavement, mm-hmm. It's enough to make me cry, but that don't seem like it will make it feel better. Well, maybe it's a dream, and if I scream it will burst at the seams. Whole place would fall into pieces, and then they'd say, could we have known? I'll tell them it's not so hard to tell. Nah, nah, nah. You keep adding stones, soon the water will be lost in the well. Mm. Puzzle pieces in the ground, no one ever seems to be digging. Instead, they're looking up towards the heavens with their eyes on the heavens. Mm-hmm. The shadows on the way to the heavens, mm-hmm. It's enough to make me cry. That don't seem like it will make it feel better. The answers could be found, we could learn from digging down. But no one ever seems to be digging. Instead they'll say, well, how could we have known? I'll tell them it's not so hard to tell. Nah, nah. Keep adding stone, soon the water will be lost in the well. Mm. Words of wisdom all around, but no one ever seems to listen. They're talking about the plans on the paper, building up from the pavement. Mm-hmm. The shadows from the scrapers on the pavement. Mm-hmm. It's enough to make me sigh. That don't seem like it will make it feel better. The world
words are all around, but the words are only sounds, and no one ever seems to listen. Instead they'll sing. Well, how could we have known? I'll tell them it's really not so hard to tell. Nah, nah, nah. If you keep adding stone, soon the water will be lost in the well, lost in the well.
Mystery. If you're down, don't hide it. Feeling me, you don't gotta deny it. Baby, you gon' make me overnight it. Tell me how you down.
Tell me how you love a lie. Waste a day and spend the night underneath the sunrise. Show me where you love a lie.
Tell me where you love a lie.
Tell me where you love a lie.
Show me where you love a lie.
Waste a day and spend the night underneath the sunrise.
A reminder, you're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Khalid with Love Lies. And the two ones before that were Jack Johnson, and then the two before that were Billie Eilish. Oh, it sounded good with the music, Drew. Yeah. It's been a good night. Hopefully we'll be back next week, but who knows? No one ever knows. But possibly our last show ever. Thanks so much. Bye.
Wherever you go, I'm going with you, babe. Going with you, babe. Wheeling up my stool, I definitely wouldn't miss a thing. When you're lost on your own and you're wondering if I'm following, just know wherever you go, I'm going with you, babe. Going with you, babe. You, that's my lottery one. A gem in the rough. I could be your finishing touch. So wherever you go, I'm going with you, babe. Going with you, babe. Wherever you go, I'm going with you, babe. Going with you, babe.
Going, going, going.
Slings and arrows, smoke and mirrors, blue and icy meet my gaze. Ooh, my heart burns like a blood love, slow to get up, hard to say. If you fill my head with madness, good and bad, don't be the one who got away, got away.
Wherever you go, I'm going with you, babe, going with you, babe. And every night's been without your face has me shuddering.
In the dead of night, take these broken wings, learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night.